Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We've been doing second date updates for a long time now. We've pretty much heard every single place you can meet somebody. Mm. But we haven't had anybody who's met on Instagram yet. You
guys
realize that?
Met?
Yeah. We've not done a second date update with people who've met on Instagram until today.
Weird.
That's how the girl that's on the phone for a second date update today met the guy that she wants to call. What's up, Amy?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm impressed. How did you even meet a guy on Instagram?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, I've met girls.
I feel like a lot of people meet guys on Instagram.
Okay, I should rephrase that. How did you meet a guy that wasn't creepy on Instagram?
There you go. That's a better way to say it.
Okay. That's fair. I've gone out with some creepy guys on Instagram.
So how did you meet this dude? Did he just hit you up one day and was like, hey, nice pics?
Yeah. No, he started following me on Instagram, and I had been, like, on his Instagram, like, liking his photos, but I wasn't following him yet. So then he started following me, and he would, like, comment on my stuff. And he was, I don't know, he seemed really, like, funny. Like, the kinds of comments that he would make, they were really, really clever. And he has the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, ever.
Can I ask, did you run in the same circles? Do you have friends of friends, or is this a complete stranger?
No. Actually a complete stranger.
Wow.
I am scared for you. That's my instant thing, is like a guy's commenting on your Instagram page and you're willing to just meet him up.
Hey, I do it all the time, Brooke.
Yeah, it happens a lot, actually.
No, but I mean, I didn't meet him right away.
Okay.
And like, I've been dating a lot of guys lately, and just for fun. Like, I'm young and I'm not looking for anything serious, like not really looking to settle down. So I don't know. Sometimes I'll talk to someone on Instagram and we'll go out for a few drinks, and it's like not anything serious. It's just fun.
Hey.
All right. So tell us about your date with Rick then.
Well, oh God, see, that changed things. So Rick and I, like, we had talked for like a week or so before we met. So he seemed normal. I knew he seemed normal and super awesome. So we went and we grabbed drinks at a bar. And when we met, like, he gave me a really big hug, and I felt super comfortable with him from the very beginning. Like, you know, and you were talking about creepy, I don't know, creepy people off of Instagram. Like, I have met some creepy people off of Instagram, but it wasn't like that with him. It felt like so easy and so good. I don't know. Yeah.
Your email does say that you don't remember too much of your date, though. What happened there?
Well, okay, usually when I go out, I have a couple of Cosmos. That's normal. Mm-hmm. So I did that, but I might have had an extra Cosmo, and I might have had a couple of other drinks as well.
It happens to the best of us. You get excited.
Yeah.
You're all amped up for meeting this cute guy, and then suddenly you're blacked out.
Well, I never blacked out, but
that's good.
But something kind of happened that was kind of weird. I don't remember all of it. So we had the drinks. We went back to my place, and Rick came with me to my place. I remember that we got in like a fight about something. Like, we were arguing about something.
Oh, one of those nights.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And I was like really emotional, and he was really upset, and he ended up leaving. But, I was kind of drunk, so I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if I did something wrong.
Or if he did. Is that the last thing you've heard from him?
Yeah.
Did you text him and try to ask what happened?
Yes, of course. Like, I woke up in the morning and I remembered that, like, what I just told you. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? So, yeah, I tried to text him, and he's not answering anything. Like, he won't talk to me online anymore. He's just kind of disappeared. So I don't know what happened.
And you don't remember at all what the fight was about?
No, like, not at all. I just remember the part where I was really emotional and he was really upset, and then he left.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know why, and I'm like, I just feel like I finally met a really good guy that I'm like, oh, wait, actually, maybe I could be in a relationship. And then I just, like, went and screwed it up somehow,
Well, you guys already got your first fight out of the way, which is nice.
I was going to say, it sounds like they're in a relationship already.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.